77.
And now concerning thy question regarding the creation of man. Know thou that all men have been created in the nature made by God, the guardian, the self-subsisting. Unto each one hath been prescribed a preordained measure, as decreed in God's mighty and guarded tablets. All that which ye potentially possess can, however, be manifested only as a result of your own volition. Your own acts testify to this truth. Consider, for instance, that which hath been forbidden in the Bayan unto men. God hath in that book, and by his behest, decreed as lawful whatsoever he hath pleased to decree, and hath through the power of his sovereign might forbidden whatsoever he elected to forbid. To this testifieth the text of that book. Will ye not bear witness? Men, however, have wittingly broken his law. Is such a behaviour to be attributed to God or to their proper selves? Be fair in your judgment. Every good thing is of God, and every evil thing is from yourselves. Will ye not comprehend? This same truth hath been revealed in all the scriptures, if ye be of them that understand. Every act ye meditate is as clear to him as is that act when already accomplished. There is none other God besides him. His is all creation and its empire. All stands revealed before him. All is recorded in his holy and hidden tablets. This foreknowledge of God, however, should not be regarded as having caused the actions of men, just as your own previous knowledge that a certain event is to occur, or your desire that it should happen, is not and can never be the reason for its occurrence.